Welcome to Truth Bombs and Tea. I'm your host, Tina Bindon. And today we are diving into the big, hairy world of narcissism. So I want to start off by saying that all of us have slight narcissistic tendencies. I mean, on an evolutionary basis, we had to consider ourselves as a priority. Otherwise, we got eaten or killed. But there's a difference between occasionally feeling selfish or a little bit overconfident and proper narcissism or narcissistic personality disorder. That is a whole different animal. Okay, so when someone is considered to have a disorder, so NPD, narcissistic personality disorder, it is because they have five or more of these distinct traits, which I'm going to share with you. Because the reason for doing this podcast is so that you recognize and understand what is the difference between just a slightly annoying person and someone who can really, really ruin your life, just depending. So it tends to be that if you have five or more of the personality traits, then you are considered to have the disorder. Obviously, the more of the traits you have, the more chronic the disorder, and ergo, the more extreme the damage that they can do, not just to other people, but to themselves as well. So let's dive into looking at the traits. And the whole purpose is so that you can have a superpower that can either let you avoid or dodge these people and the unnecessary drama and heartache that come along with being in relationship with them, or that you can reflect on the people that you're currently dealing with, and it might give you a little bit of understanding, a piece to the puzzle, so to speak. Because oftentimes people know there's a lot of stuff going wrong in dealing with a narcissist, but they don't realize it's an actual condition that they have. So the nine traits of narcissism, I also call this the runaway now checklist, okay? So let's have a look at this. So the DSM-5-TR, which is the diagnostic tool, gives you nine characteristics or traits, right? And grasping these is essential if you want to identify what you're dealing with, okay? Instead of just hoping, praying, and wishing that that person will, you know, change. Because AKA, that's insanity, and also, spoiler, they won't, which I will get to. Okay, so the first trait is grandiosity. So that's just a fancy word for, you know, I think I'm great and better than everybody else. So these people genuinely believe, like down to the cellular level, that they are a much bigger deal than they actually are. Okay, so they exaggerate their achievements, like all these tall stories, and they tell these things and expect you to just nod along and, you know, be in awe of it. Next is the fantasy. So this is where it's a delusion, okay? So this is goes way beyond daydreaming. This is the fact that they think they're maybe far more intelligent than they actually are, and they'll give their opinions about that, far more successful than they are, maybe even far more attractive than they are, okay? So it is a sense of self that is kind of inflated beyond the reality. Another trait is believing that they're special. They see themselves as really, really unique and fascinating and complex, and only other equally unique unicorns, usually high status or elite individuals, could possibly even understand them. So this leads to that entitlement So they think they're entitled to whatever it is that they think that they want and deserve. Okay, so then we get on to number four, which is they need constant admiration and attention. And so this isn't just like, oh, we like the occasional compliment, because who doesn't? This is kind of like an addiction or a bottomless pit of validation, right? So it's kind of like a leak in a boat that you have to keep bucketing out. It's just constant. So you can watch them, whether it's in the workplace or at home, and they're constantly kind of big noting their achievements, or kind of desperately fishing for people to pick up on their conversation and ask them about it. It's just this constant need to be admired over anything from small things to big things. Okay, so this sense of entitlement, the previous one was, you know, believing that they're special, that they're unique. And then this comes with the fifth criteria, which is entitlement. So this one is one of the gold standards. They have these unreasonable and unrealistic expectations that everyone should just automatically, like, comply with their wishes and treat them like royalty. They demand special treatment without batting an eye, you know, and they genuinely feel wronged and personally offended if their needs aren't prioritized over, you know, basically everyone else's. Number six in the scale of traits is exploitation or manipulation. So they're perfectly happy to use other people to get what they want. End of story, full stop, okay? Their goals really matter to them, and your feelings, not so much. So you might have manipulative colleagues at work that don't mind going behind somebody's back to get the promotion, or out and out telling lies about other people. They don't care if they step on people's toes or disregard other people around them. And of course, this isn't just in a professional setting. This can be very much in a family setting, a friendship setting. It doesn't matter, because narcissistic personality disorder doesn't come and go. It's there all the time. So you will see traits of it coming out in every area of their life. Number seven is perhaps the biggest and hardest one to comprehend, especially if you are a sensitive, caring person, and that is their lack of empathy. They don't have it. It gets very tricky here, because in kind of their defense, I suppose, they really genuinely struggle to care about how you feel, right? So they can say incredibly hurtful things and then not grasp that emotional crater that they've just created in you. So it's a hard one, right? Particularly when you can't imagine that someone genuinely does not care about your feelings or what they've done to hurt you. Also, with this lack of empathy comes a lack of boundaries. So this is kind of tied up together. And that is that because they feel entitled and that people should just, you know, do what they want, when they want, how they want, they don't see that their demands or their constant needs or their opinions cross boundaries with people. So that's usually a fallout of the lack of empathy and the sense of entitlement. They will just go where they want at whatever time they want. They will call whenever they want. They will, drop around to your house even though you've told them that you'd be out or that you don't want to. They will constantly just break boundaries of confidentiality, whatever boundary that can be put in. If they don't feel like doing it, they won't, because they think they're entitled to it and that, you know, you should comply. All right, trait number eight is envy and jealousy. So they are either really jealous of others that they perceive are doing better than them, or conversely, they think that if someone is not showing them the admiration or adulation that they deserve, that person is indeed jealous of them, okay? So it is a two-way sort of street there. They envy others and they really believe other people envy them. And finally, the ninth trait is arrogance. Okay, so this is like condescending behaviors and attitudes. So they may talk down to people. They dismiss people's opinions. They might belittle people. It's all part of maintaining that facade of superiority. All right. So, and you can sort of see the look of condensation when they're condescending to you on their face. Just some dismissive kind of behaviors. They may totally ignore any of your suggestions as if they literally and physically haven't heard them. They won't even respond. They just pretend you never said anything, right? So spotting all these nine traits in the wild, it's crucial for your self-preservation. Knowing how they manifest helps you to understand what you're seeing. And then you can decide from a place of being informed how to navigate these interactions or not with these people, okay? So narcissistic personality disorder is a personality disorder. It is not just a mild, little bad habit. It is a core central personality disorder, kind of like bipolar disorder or, borderline personality disorder. It is a clinical disorder, okay? And recognizing the impact is really important. So if you have to spend time and significant time with a narcissist, it really takes its toll. That inflated sense of ego, the fact that they have no empathy, the constant demand for attention and applause, it messes with you. In certain individuals who have all nine traits, the dynamics are so toxic that it can lead to your own mental health breakdowns, total lack of self-esteem, even physical manifestations like disease. So, yeah, it's important to know. So a couple of things that, they also demonstrate. It's not one of the clinical traits that psychiatrists and psychologists look for that I've just mentioned, but it's important to note these things so that you also know some of the habits and some of the, tricks of the trade, as well as these traits, so that you can see them, is gaslighting. So, this is kind of like the psychological equivalent of telling you, the sky is green until you start thinking, oh, maybe it is, okay? Because they're so driven about their own false sense of reality that they start to make you question your own, right? So even some of your perceptions and memories and even, you feel like you're in the X-Files, because they will literally say over and over again things that you know are false, but because they're so committed to it, you start to doubt your own self. Then there's the infamous love bombing, right? And that doesn't have to be romantic. It can be family members or friends. So love bombing is at the start, you're showered with like affection and praise and attention, and it feels really good and it's intoxicating, and it creates this false sense of intimacy between the two of you. And they do this because then it's hard to see, or let alone believe, the underlying abusive patterns like the manipulation, the arrogance, the lies, the gaslighting. It's hard to see it because you've been love bombed. So there are two things that can really also give you a big red flag that this person perhaps has narcissistic personality disorder. So as I said, the emotional wreckage from this can be absolutely severe, leading to PTSD even. Just depends on how many traits this person has and the intensity to which they live those traits. So sometimes one of the fallouts is that you can start to feel responsible for that narcissist's outbursts and emotional roller coaster. And you start to completely neglect your own needs and your own boundaries. So understanding these patterns and traits is absolutely crucial if you are currently living this situation. So knowing what's happening is the first step to getting out of it, right? And it's vital to stay vigilant for these signs, not just in romantic relationships, but in family dynamics, workplaces, and friendships, because your mental health is not negotiable and it is not to be used as a casualty in their personal drama, okay? So whilst you may empathize, it is not your responsibility to fix them. And in fact, in most cases, you can't. Okay, so I'll go on to that in another podcast, but I just want to summarize what we've talked about today. So we've made it through and we've walked through the delightful 9 traits associated with narcissism. So they are like the oversized ego, the insatiable need for approval, no empathy, expectations of getting what they want when they want, manipulation, superiority complex, where they're arrogant, and their laser focus on their own success. So that's all the manipulation and the other things. So that's just a summary, but you can go back and listen to the 9 of them individually, of course. This is a hard pill to swallow, particularly if these traits might be in you, or you have them in a husband or a parent or a child. It completely steamrolls relationships, and you can't have a deep and meaningful one with a narcissist because all their relationships are transactional and all of them are superficial, because the more you get to know them, the more their mask and facade slips, and that's when the knives come out. The more you really know the true them, the more terrified they are. So they don't let people get close to them. They don't let people see the mask slip, and they maintain that narrative and story of whatever it is in their head, that delusion of who they really are as opposed to what reality tells them. That's the most important thing to them. And unless it's a very rare case, you will never change that. So understanding how they operate is crucial, but it's just the start, okay? The next part is about how to set healthy boundaries, how to interact with them if you do have to interact with them, and taking the information that I've given you today as a starting point, we're going to move forward to some actual habits, systems, responses, and management so that you can shield yourself from their toxic behavior. So until next time, this is Tina Bindon from the Truth Bombs and Tea podcast. Let's make the rest of your life the best of your life.